gotta
stretch those cords
that,
out.
That was like vocal. That thing Shakira did during the Super Bowl.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or are just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom from M Inspired Living, and joining me are Vic from The Stump Shop and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy today's episode, and tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 17 of the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom. As always, I'm joined by Vic and Mark. And today we're talking about
mailbag. This episode's nothing but a bunch of mailbag.
Isn't it too early for that?
That's way too early. What are you doing?
No. I'm taking over, hijacking everything. This week we're throwing it out. We're just diving right into mailbags. We have like so many questions to ask. We got to get them all out there.
You can't do. Can you do that?
I can do whatever I want. I edit this thing. So sorry for your luck, boys.
Oh man, that's
makes a good point. He finally realized that he has complete control over this thing.
That's true. I am the puppet master.
This episode could, in fact, drop, and it's just Mark talking. He has that power. It would be a real shitty episode, but he does have that power.
Well, let's kick it off.
All right, so the first question is going to come in from Noack Designs, and he wants to know camera versus cell phones to do your filming, and what programs or apps do you guys use when you're doing your video making / deleting? I think he means editing.
Yes, I actually think he said editing. I wrote it as deleting, so my apologies. So,
wait, it'll make me look like an idiot.
Why don't you kick it off? You're making a bunch of videos these days, Mark, on your sites and all that, YouTube. What do you do? What do you use?
I actually just bought a new GoPro without the permission of my wife. So there's that.
Does she listen to this?
I hope not.
Yeah.
This will be the one episode that she does listen to, though. This will be it for sure.
In the car the morning after I heard your episode, and she's gonna be pissed, but it is
no weird. I haven't broken that out yet, but I use both. I use my camera for like B-roll stuff, so like the stuff that you would see on my stories or my Instagram. I use my camera on my cell phone.
Okay.
And then anytime I'm like talking into it, so I just started doing the whole vlog thing on YouTube. And for that, I use a legit camera. So I have a Panasonic G7. And
that sounds like anyways, go on. Sorry.
I've been watching a lot of Peter McKinnon, man. I'm all about the numbers and stuff now.
Oh, yeah. The G7 X13 edition. I don't know what that means.
The more letters and numbers you say, the better it is.
Yeah. Tom still has his iPhone 3R-2.
No, it's just the 3. I couldn't even afford the 3R.
I use both. So more recently, I started doing things like the B-roll on my phone. So I use an app called Quick. That is for GoPro. And you can download like any songs you want onto that. And it'll actually detect the beats for you. Yeah, so you can just like upload your videos into that, and it'll like pick where it thinks it should go, and then
is that only for GoPro Quick?
So there's three like things, I guess, options that are available for any type of video. So I have an iPhone, so when I use my iPhone, I can do three different types of modes. If you have a GoPro and you lock in your or you upload your GoPro footage, the app can tell which one's which, and if it's not a GoPro footage, then you'll get blocked from these extra app features. But I've been running it for like a year and a half now. That's all my videos on my that come from my phone come from Quick, and yeah, it works fantastic just because it's so quick and it's so easy to get things out there that you can just kind of go and be done with it, and then it's over. So,
sweet.
Yeah, and then on my computer, I just downloaded software over Christmas called Filmora 9, and it was the cheapest paid option that I could get for video editing that wasn't like iMac or anything like that. And it was like $50, I think, or $80. It was under $100 for the whole entire year. So if you know anything about film editing, I didn't want to go into like crazy Adobe stuff just because it was like way in over my head. And right. It's like $200 subscription.
Does the one you use come with good options for music? Because I find that's one of the challenges with any video app is the music copyright. Is it those cheesy songs that are out there over and over and over in every video, including a bunch of mine, or does it have a good option of music?
It has a good option of music. Then you can pay like an extra $15 or something, and then it unlocks more music. But I canceled my Apple Music. It was like $10 a month. And then I signed up for a subscription based to Epidemic Sound. So Epidemic Sound has like 50,000 songs from artists that are just based on that website. And you can find any type of music that you want. Some of them have lyrics, some of them don't have lyrics. And then some of them, like any genre. And yeah, it's like, it's been fantastic. It's kind of overwhelming, to be honest, because like it's so hard to search through all of that library just to come up with like, you know, 8 songs or something that you probably use. So before that, I was cheap and I just went on to YouTube. It's called Audio Library. And you can search that and then extract the audio from those videos and then download them illegally and then use those.
All right.
And that's what I used to do. So don't tell on me.
Buddy, that sounds good, man. It's come a long way since then. You know what I mean?
Just trying to get faster at the whole process, right? Because, you know, I have so much extra time on my hands these days. So,
yeah.
What do you guys do?
To answer Nowak Design's question, maybe I predicted the future that he's going to ask this, but I actually posted a few days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, a picture of me taking a picture with my camera in the Stump Shop. And my whole write-up was about, believe it or not, guys, I've never actually used a camera other than my cell phone. And what happens is I'm lucky enough that at the job, they give me a cell phone now that I have to have with me. And that's an iPhone, the newest one, whatever it is, 11. If there's an 11 something, then that's what it is. And the camera on that is sick. Like it is so good. Yeah. And then someone told me when I was mentioning this fact, I can't remember what group it was, but they were like, hey, did you know the latest, I think he said Lady Gaga video, the whole thing was shot with that iPhone. And I was like, that's when I was like, you know what? In that case, I'm probably not even going to consider getting a camera. If you could do that with a cell phone, then I'll be more than good enough in the Stump Shop.
I think really the where you get a benefit from having an actual camera is with the lenses and that sort of stuff, right? I think if you really want to get into certain angle shots and that sort of stuff.
Well, I'm not a camera guy, but I'm definitely not here to say that don't get a good camera, because I'm sure there's way more benefits than I'm aware of. Maybe Mark can touch on that since he said he uses a camera. But for me, all I'm saying is with the videos I've dropped, I've only used a cell phone basically.
So for me, the process is a lot easier when I'm able to take the card out of my camera, plug it into my computer, and then download the video into my editing software. If I'm doing it from my phone, then I have to go to a cloud service. I have to upload it and wait, and then I have to download it and wait. So that's kind of annoying.
Or you can plug it in, I guess, with the cable, right?
You can't from my iPhone, though. I can't take my iPhone, plug it in, and then extract the video.
Oh, you can't?
I've never tried it.
I think you can.
I shouldn't say I can't.
I think you can, because I know once in a while I'll go into my phone and just dump all my videos into my laptop to save them, right?
Huh.
And then, but that was also before the cloud. So,
yeah, it just everything gets saved to the cloud now. So I don't even know how I would do that. Maybe somebody can help me for sure.
You know, why doesn't someone let us know? Send us a message if you know about this stuff.
For sure. But please.
I've got a question though. Don't you guys find it difficult? I mean, if it's a short, you know, 30-second video or even a minute long video, fine, but don't you find it difficult to edit a full length video on your phone?
No, I do everything on my phone.
So you're
old as frig.
Like I've done it. I've edited like 6-7 minute videos on my phone. It's a pain.
Okay,
it's
just, boomer. It's so much, sure, bud.
So much easier on the computer.
It's, you know what? I'll be honest, man. Like I said, I only use my phone, and it was just last week. I ended up with like 75 minutes of footage from one project, and I want my videos to be between 3 and 5 minutes of max. All on my phone. So I'm talking like I was almost blind by the end, but I got a wicked video out of it, and but it's exactly performing well.
I can stare at my cell phone all day long. The second I open up my computer, I want to fall asleep. It's like reading a book for me. I don't know what it is about it, but I like,
but
I get
can
pumped
I point out
to edit a video, open it up, and I'm like,
can I point out something? The guy who's saying I can stare at my phone all day long, out of the three of us right now, who's the only one wearing glasses?
Yo, fuck you, man.
That's true.
He's so mad, man. The 58-year-old isn't wearing glasses.
Actually, and neither is the 97-year-old.
Yeah.
My birthday is not until August.
Oh, man.
For real, though, one of the benefits about filming with a camera is flipping the camera, like your monitor, over and being able to see what's in frame. That makes all the difference in the world. Like, I film with my phone, obviously, but you have to like go behind it and then kind of look to see what it is capturing, and then hopefully you get in there and you're able to like.
Why can't you flip your phone facing front?
Because the camera on the front of your phone's not as good as the camera on the back.
On the iPhone 11, I'm pretty sure. I know it might be a little bit different, but both cameras are sick.
Really?
Do people still say sick?
I don't think so.
But you say it a lot.
I do, man. Sorry, boys.
With the emphasis, too. Sick.
All right, guys. That's, you know, let me just get it out there one more time.
I pulled something saying that.
So that iPhone camera is sick. That's it. On record, that's the last time you'll ever hear me say
You're ever going to say it?
Ever. I will mail you guys $5 Canadian if I say this again.
To every listener who catches it.
Both of you. Mark, so I have to mail out $10.
I'm writing this down.
Mark, just edit it back. Take that line he said and edit it in every once in a while.
Yeah. But also quickly, let me throw out there, none of this was sponsored. Like all those brands or those apps and those sites that Mark said, none of it was sponsored.
Straight
but
up.
Even the one, it's not. It's just that's what he's using. Yeah. What I'm using on my cell phone, since I mentioned that's all I've been using, I use an app called Filmmaker Pro. I just find to be super easy. It's just as easy as iMovie, except it gives you just more options, a ton more options. It gives you access to more music. And
landscape too, right?
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's landscape also, not just portrait. Because if you throw in a portrait video to iMovie, it's going to have the two lines on the side. Yeah, it's just
I hate that too.
So I bought this app. I've been renewing it now for 2-3 years, every year. And
how
you
much
know
is
what
it for the year? How much is it for the year?
Man, I'll be honest. I think it's like
under, $89 or something.
No, you know what? This one's, I was about to say, it's under 20.
No,
serious.
No, not for the whole year.
Filmmaker Pro. I don't know.
It's what I'm using, but I'm sure it's not under 20.
More
I'm sure
that?
For the year, I think is
not. It's not super expensive. Let's say under $100 for sure.
And no, then, it's definitely.
And by the way, sorry to interrupt.
Jeez, this must be important the way you came at us. Go ahead.
I am 1,000% not putting any of these in the show notes. So if you are interested, you're just going to have to keep listening over and over to try and get the name.
Don't throw out any.
So many of these things.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
All right. So
Mark will not be putting
those in the show notes. That was an important point to get out there. So if anyone's interested in actually taking something out of this episode, please rewind. Go get a pen and paper and start writing all these things down. But
or
anyways,
just DM Vic. He loves getting DMs. He's so good at responding.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to take it to the next question. Because I'm done listening to you two idiots talk about this.
About time.
Next question. Let's move on. If we're actually doing a full mailbag episode, Matt from 444 Woodworking, ooh, or 444 yeah. Woodworking, or 444 Woodworking, or 444. Matt, how exactly do you say that?
You just confused the shit out of everyone.
Three fours.
What am I even talking about?
3-4 Woodworking.
All right. Matt from 444 Woodworking. It's a good question. These are his words. If I make a post, then within minutes, edit that post, does that have a negative impact on how that post may perform? Asking about the algorithm because I've noticed a few posts that I've went to edit have terrible performance. What do you guys think? I've heard that that does have an effect.
Really? I was just about to say what you said, Dom. This is going to be hearsay because I've heard that that does have an effect. I've had to do it before, mostly because my wife will point out spelling mistakes or something, and she'll text me like, hey, you spelled this and that wrong, or I realize I did something wrong, so I'll quickly go back and edit it. I have to be honest. I see where Matt's coming from, but I don't have any insight into the algorithm effect. Like, I just feel like it does. I agree. I've heard it before.
You think the algorithm penalizes us for being idiots?
You I that's heard a thing? That.
Yes.
I know.
If you put it that way now, I totally think so.
Yeah, people do believe that if you go in there and edit it, like within those first few minutes,
I know. I believe
you're screwed. Instagram is.
I do that done. All the time. I post it, then I'll proofread it, and then I go in and. That's why I suck. That's why all my numbers suck.
Mark just learned something from the actual For the Gram podcast.
I haven't gained a follower in months, and that's why.
I mean, have the odd time that I do edit. I don't know if it's coincidence or if it really is, but yeah, I mean, I noticed that those ones tend to not perform as well.
Really? And what I hate is at the bottom, after you scroll down, it says edited on or edited.
I'll say this person's a friggin' dinkle doodle. Yeah. Might as well say this person's a friggin'
What the hell
idiot.
Are you talking about? What's a dinkle doodle?
That sounds like a snack I'd want to eat.
I was gonna edit that part out. I don't, and then you called me out on it.
So
I have no idea, Matt. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no, we don't have a factual based answer, but that's I hear where you're coming from because I feel the same way. I just somehow I do. I also think differently when I see a post and then I see edited at the bottom. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It feels off.
I'm interested to see if anyone else feels like if you're listening to this, I'm interested to see what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So please,
I've never heard that. I've never heard that before. It's never even crossed my mind. It's a great question.
Yeah, like, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just leave it the way it is and don't edit it?
No,
or edit and you know, hope for the best.
Then Instagram or murders
or you. Delete the entire post.
Oh, dude, I think deleting it. I think that's even worse.
I think that is worse. Yeah,
I think that like you get put in an Instagram dungeon if you do that. That's in my mind.
Yeah, We should run some sort of a test on the For the Gram page.
Should we use our own page as like a test? Yeah.
You know what we'll do? We'll post a picture of Matt's face.
Yeah, let's just post.
And then 5 minutes later we'll edit it and we'll add like one of those drawn on mustaches to it. And
all right. Speaking of mustaches, like when are you gonna shave? Jesus, guy, look
awkward.
At this. That's like Mario's grandfather.
It's a me, a Mario.
Yeah. But I was like 65 when Nintendo came out. He knows all about Mario.
They based the character on me, on my likeness.
Anyone have anything else to say about Matt's question here? So Matt, I think we dropped some
drop zero knowledge.
Yeah, we dropped nothing. There was nothing there. So anyways, I got a question here if we're going with the mailbag.
It's I love for, these mailbag questions. It's just, I know. We don't have to pretend like we know what we're talking about. Like we just It's so great. I love these.
But you know what the best part is? People out there, all 17 of you that listen to this, will also feel what we're talking about. They're going to be like, dude, I feel that too, but I don't have any we can't prove that.
No one can.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg can.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
We'll get Dom, Jeff Mack to text
him. You should start tagging him.
I'm going to tag him. Next time you have a next time you have a giveaway, I'm going to start tagging him. Because The Rock, you know what? The Rock doesn't seem to be interested in...
The Rock and who's that other...
Celine Dion hasn't really bit either.
Yeah, they're not. All right, let me ask...
Martin Zuckerberg, I'm going to start tagging. Good idea.
Let me move on here and ask a question from at Kona... _ customs. His question was thoughts on working with unrelated brands and services. This may relate back a little bit to when to say no episode. So what I'm thinking he's asking
first
here
off, is thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Huge shout out. Really huge appreciate shout that.
At Kona with a K-O-N-A _ customs with a K, Kona Customs. Our thoughts on working with unrelated brands and services. What I'm assuming he means is unrelated to our niche, perhaps?
Yeah. Okay, that's what I would think.
So I got my own thoughts.
You need to tell your story.
Oh, the one we talked about before we started recording?
Yeah. You got to tell that story.
All right, so this is the truth. I'm part of a couple of these apps where it's actually pretty...
Don't laugh before he even starts telling it.
It's embarrassing, so let me just...
I love when he starts a story off and says, this is the truth.
Okay, so listen up here, folks. Don't make me say the word again, okay? I don't want to mail out money, but this story is something good.
Sick.
Yeah. So
I'm just going to loop it. I'll take that last recording and then just make you sound like you...
I'll be saying it nonstop. But just like my boys Mark and Dom are, I'm part of a few of these apps where, you know, influencers, if you want to call us that, can sign up and brands can reach out to you and you can reach out if you find campaigns that are interesting. So I found one the other... My page is all woodworking. Those of you that perhaps haven't seen my page... My page is all woodworking. However, this is how I tried to justify what I did. In my stories and even highlighted stories, I do the lifestyle thing. I do the gym. I do the food. I do the family. So I saw a campaign, speaking of unrelated brands and services, I saw a campaign for a protein powder or some protein drink. And I figured, you know what? I'm gonna apply for that. I felt confident. You know, I put together a good proposal. I was like, I could get away with that in the gym. I'll do my workout and then I'll smash a protein drink. Rejected. I got rejected. Denied. It took them a while too. You know when they leave you lingering?
Maybe so they were thinking about
it. Oh, man.
It was...
I wish I would have applied to that just to see if I could get it. And then I would just hold that over your head all the time. Oh, that makes me laugh so hard.
I think though, to answer his question, fix Frozen.
Look at him. Look at how stupid he looks.
You know what he's... You know what he's saying right now? This is sick.
What? He freezes on every single episode.
I don't know. There he is. He's waving.
What are you talking about? I'm back. I'm back.
All right. So listen to... Sorry, I think to answer
I have to
Raj's
ask my
question,
wife to get off the phone. You know how the Wi-Fi is.
Let me answer Raj's question.
Okay, go.
Answer is
getting
question.
Yelly. He's yelling.
I think that they can.
Oh my God! Answer the question, will you?
What's this dramatic pause, man? Like this isn't a horror movie.
Let me answer the question.
Yeah.
Pause. Bottom line is, I think there's... I'm just gonna go to bed.
We gotta stop doing these episodes so late at 8:30. Mark, I was gonna go to bed.
I know.
Okay,
the floor is yours.
Like, Dom, preach.
My opinion is depending on what the product or brand is, I think there's room for a little bit of that. Right. I think if it fits, again, if you're a personality, for lack of a better term, and people are following along with you and your stories, they know a little bit more about you, or in some cases, a lot more about you than just the woodworking in our cases, right? Yeah. Or whatever any other maker may do. In my case, take, for example, if you follow me, if you watch my stories, you know, I eat a lot of popsicles. So, I mean, if some
are you sponsored by popsicles?
I'm not. I'd be open to it if any popsicle brands are listening out there. But like if that were to happen, I think that would be a fit, right? What do you guys think? Like if I had some popsicle company come to me and offer me a year's worth of popsicles.
I'm going to flip the switch. Let's play a little game. We each have to pick an off brand for somebody else that we would think that it could go well with our brand.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
All right.
You can't pick like popsicles for me because I already said that.
I won't say popsicles. Just for men, for Dom.
Look at that facial hair. I just want to rub it through the computer. Just comb it a little.
You know, I swore enough in the last episode, so I'm not going to swear this time. Oh, but
I would actually buy.
I have a lot of words for you right now.
Yeah. Most of them would have to be edited. So. Yeah. Dom, wouldn't you agree with me? Mark could pull off like an underwear ad. He could pull off like a Fruit
like
of
Mark
the Loom or
like Mark Wahlberg when he used to do those the Calvin Klein ads.
Building a cabinet and just gitches, you know.
I give Dom Just for Men, and you guys compare me to Mark Wahlberg. Whew, it's a good day.
That's not bad.
Mark Wahlberg is my age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Where did you go wrong?
He's like a year younger than me.
You're younger, dude. He's like 40 years younger than you.
No, he's not. I'm gonna Google it right now. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
So, no, but to be honest, though,
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Vic could totally pull off a vodka.
Oh yeah,
speaking a vodka of which, company.
Hey, hang on 1 second. You're not gonna believe this. Mark Wahlberg's actually 6 years older than I am. That's
you're
even,
right.
You know
I
what?
Believe it.
Let's cut this short. I gotta go do some push-ups.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, like 4 million of them.
Vic could totally pull off like a vodka, and I think you could pull off Nerf too.
I love like Nerf guns.
You shoot the shit out of your kids all the time with the Nerf guns. I think you could like slip that in there.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll be honest, man. When I'm doing a story with those kinds of things, I do tag them, right? You hide the tag sometimes off screen or behind the word, or sometimes you just leave it out there because it's
you
not
had,
only...
like McDonald's or something, didn't you?
Dude, McDonald's Canada. Okay, I'll throw out the Canada part, but they answer and comment and like on every one of my stories that I tag them in. Obviously,
that's wild.
Like, that's like so every crazy. One of them. They answer and like full like conversations. You know who else for us up here in the north? Roots Canada. I basically talk to them like. Like all the time because I wear Roots so much that I keep tagging them. And then some stories where I don't even tag them at all, they'll laugh at. Meaning
that's
like,
awesome.
What? Roots is watching my stories, you know?
That's so sick, yeah.
Anyways, that's an off-brand. So there you go. To answer your question, Roots, or sorry, clothing, drinks, food.
Yo, Doritos. I need
Doritos.
Doritos you can get away with for sure.
Man, if Doritos and any sort of beer company like want to partner together, holler at your boy.
But that's another thing, beer. I've worked with a beer company for product, and bam, like I'm drinking it. I love it.
Yeah,
like little Johnson.
I think again. Let's get back on track here.
Oh
shit! You were totally
this is,
on track.
No, this is a conversation program. Okay,
it's not just it just. Turned into who do I want to be sponsored
on,
by?
Time out. Who we need the listeners' feedback here? Who calls a podcast a program? Like
just for men over here
just for men over. All right, guys, listen. So on tonight's program, what the fuck is a program? This is a podcast, dude. This isn't TVO Ontario, you know.
We're only 17 episodes in, man.
Can I make my point?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Insert awkward pause here.
Oh,
please.
I think as long as whatever the brand is that you want to promote kind of fits with your personality and it's not completely out of left field, I think it's okay.
Right? Any brand that's sarcastic assholes will fit right in with the three of us.
Yes.
Okay. But now accepting applications.
Yeah, basically.
But like you said, like Mark always talks about how much he loves Doritos. If he were to get offered, you know, to do something with Doritos, I think that would be a no-brainer. I think that would fit him for sure. Same thing with Vic and, you know, Red Bull. I think that would fit for sure. Yeah. Right?
That's good, like, too.
I'm literally drinking it right now.
See? Yeah. Exactly. But, I mean, if you go, like, completely out of the, like, and say Vic and, I don't know, M&M's. Yeah. I don't think you've ever had an M&M mentioned.
I think Vic could totally sleeve that in there.
He probably could.
For sure.
If like a clothing company reached out to Dom that like just targeted like old school rock and roll bands, not being serious.
Black leather jackets and
that's what I mean. But like like Aerosmith tees or like that shit. Like I think Dom could totally pull that off. If it was like the Care Bears and stuff like that, I don't know. I think that's too early for Dom. You know what I mean? Like he needs things like something older.
But you know what though? Like amongst our community and the people we follow and the people I follow and that I legitimately almost personally like feel close with them. And I see, this is my opinion again. Okay. I see them rocking a commercial or an ad or a sponsored post for something, and I'll throw it out there because I'm sitting in a group, toothbrushes, or I'm sitting in a room with a bed, so mattresses. This is my personal opinion. I'm proud of those people, man.
Yeah, same.
I'm proud of them. I see that and I go, dude, that's someone that should, by theory, with air quotes, should only be promoting Tools and you know, stay.
They own the shit out of it too.
Like, and next thing you know, I'm like, I want to buy this toothpaste or mattress or light system. You know, like, hey, buy this motion light. And I'm like, what? That guy is a woodworker, but I want to buy those lights. To me, I don't know. Maybe because I'm aspiring to be like that, but I'm proud of these people. It's true.
I saw. I went out and bought Hungarian food tonight because I saw your stories.
That's influencer, bro.
I was influenced into buying Hungarian food.
That was really good, man. That was really good. But you know what's one of my most popular stories? I'll get that out there. Are my egg bites. I make these little omelet bites, and I'm answering.
Yo, the world needs more. The world needs more cooking with Vic stories, man. Yeah, you haven't done them for a while.
Yeah, life gets in the way, you know.
No, trust me.
I was thinking of tomorrow of smoking some nice ribs on my not sponsored Weber's smoker because it's going to be like a spring day here up in the north, man. I'm so excited about tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Spring's coming. Okay, I got another question for you guys. Let's.
All time.
Yeah, I know. Let's get to JD Turning and Designs.
Yeah. Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, really cool guy. So, again, his question. Young woodworkers, what do you guys think about young woodworkers? I think we're all going to have the same opinion here.
Yeah,
but
I'm jealous.
Buddy, I teach a whole class of young woodworkers as much as I can. I love them. It's great.
Samesies. I'm jealous. If I hear, like, I got to work with Cam over the summer, the kid's annoying.
Throw out his...
No, I won't do that. He's a POS. But I respect him. And I'm jealous that he has more talent than me at 16 years old than I ever did at like 28.
Well, maybe he's not an asshole like you are either, right?
No, he is an asshole. I'll tell you a story. We wear tool belts, obviously, and drywall screws and flooring screws are both black, but they have different bit heads on them.
Okay.
So he would, without me knowing, he would always put drywall screws or flooring screws, whatever we were doing. So we're putting drywall up. He would put flooring screws inside my pouch. So I'd go to I'm holding ready with like a sheet of drywall. Yeah. And I'm going to put in like, and it's not working. And I just keep dropping all these screws and everyone loved it. And I friggin' hated it.
I like him even more now.
I got a job for you, Cam. Give me a shot.
Yeah. Him and I used to prank each other all the time. So I secretly love him, but I won't tell him that.
But you know what? I got a couple of followers, and I follow them too. It's like Evans, I think Evans Woodshop or Evans Woodworking, popular on Instagram, 10, 11 years old. And then obviously there's JD Turning, the kid who asked us this question.
Yeah. I love his stories, though. Like, he's got so much knowledge.
Yeah, we met him at the Toronto Woodworking Show.
Yeah, sure.
If you guys watch my stories, I literally mentor, like, teach a big group of kids. It's up to 10 kids now, bi-weekly for 4 hours, man. I just sit with these kids, and I'll be honest with you, it's annoying as shit, but I love it. Like, like, at the end, I'm so exhausted, and, like, I'm never doing this again. And then 2 weeks later, I can't wait to do it again, you know?
So pumped. Yeah, that's probably what teachers feel like.
Yeah, on a daily basis. Yeah. That's why they feel like.
I do want to say about John from JD Turning, who asked the question. If you watch his stories, he's got some personality too. Which
he's super dry, for a young guy,
a young guy at that, that's not easy. Like, I mean, I know being a shy kid all my life, and you know, a shy adult. That's not easy. So, I mean, for him at his age to have that personality like that, I think that's great. I think, like, I can't imagine what he's going to be doing in 20 years from now.
Yeah. No, honestly, yeah.
He's going to do big things, big things. Do we have any more questions, or are we just going to shut it down, or what do you guys want to do?
Well, what's the timer at here? We got one more here. And
yeah, let's do one more.
He's going to do one.
I don't get
that. What the hell are you talking about?
It's from a Will Ferrell movie, old school, right before he chugs a beer.
I don't like Will Ferrell.
What?
Yeah. I don't like him.
I'm putting it out there right now.
All of his movies and all of his characters are the same character.
No.
Step Brothers.
Funniest movie out there, man.
He's the same guy in every movie. The only movie that I liked was Elf. Elf is the only one I liked.
You were dropped on your head as a child.
Look how mad he is. Look at Dom's face.
Like, he can hate me if he wants.
Dude, I kind of do.
I'm going to start tagging Will Ferrell in every post.
Even if...
I'm telling him to get on this guy's case.
Even if he offered to sponsor me, I would say no.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
And
dude,
why does he have to look so much like the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't even know what that is.
He makes fun of him for that.
They look identical.
I know. He dressed up like Ron Burgundy, which is a character of his,
and drove around
the TTC dressed as Ron Burgundy.
Which is our bus company up here. But buddy, I don't know. Don't be stupid, though.
It's not for me. Give me Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler just screams every
time. I hate character. Adam Sandler.
What's wrong with that? I like that.
No, he's like you, man, in Atlanta after a few drinks. This guy was sitting beside me. I almost went deaf. The loud Italian came out in this guy after quite a few drinks. I'm like, Dom, shut up. Like, you're right beside me. I'm going deaf at this table.
All right, let's get this question in.
Well, the question I was going to ask is, I'll be honest, we have answered this before in our previous episodes. However, I think this is a good one to rehash. Watch, you'll appreciate this, because the question is, how do you keep track of which hashtags you want to use or you do use? Do you mix them up or always use the same basic few? I think it's a good question, even though we have answered it, because it's always changing. So you guys got any new tactics or what do you do with hashtags?
I don't give a frig about hashtags anymore.
Gosh.
I find that I do use...
This guy edits his posts and he doesn't care about hashtags. And he wonders
for
why
failure.
He lost 40 followers since this morning.
For failure.
I find, as much as I try to change them up, I find that I do end up using a lot of the same ones because they just fit with what I'm doing. I'll try to change at least a few each time around. I mean, I don't know how relevant hashtags really are anymore. I think you need them. They help a bit. I like the way one of the things that I picked up at Workbench that I liked was Designs by Donnie. In his seminar, he did a whole little part on how he uses hashtags. It's a little long to get into here, but reach out to Donnie and he'll help you out with it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I want to know. I wasn't there. No, I want to know.
So basically, he uses the hashtags to aim his posts at the markets that he wants to target.
Yeah. Whether it's a small city or certain markets.
So he'll customize his hashtags to people in that market and, you know, hashtags that might be relevant to them that they might be searching.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what one thing I do is I will, when it comes up,
2 years old.
that's the cue to end this episode after this question.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He said, look at this little kid giggling.
When doo-doo.
Does it again.
All right, for real. When you type in the hashtag and it comes up and it says like following or liked by, you know what I'm saying? I'm more inclined to go with the following, if that makes sense. Like when
The ones that more people of your followers are following.
Are
that
following. Yeah. Yes. So I don't tend to look at how many, like it'll normally, like if you do hashtag wood and there's like 49 million, that number 49 million, I don't even know what that means, but like 49 million is beside, I don't look at that anymore. I used to look at it and then try to go for the million. And then I dumbed it down, tried to go for like the 100,000. And now I don't even care. I just look to see if it's, I'll type in the hashtag. And if people are following it, I'm more inclined to use those hashtags.
But how does that help you though?
No, I'm just
like, say you type in a hashtag. Let's give the people something of some value in this episode.
Okay.
Say you type in the hashtag woodworking and it shows that 100 people that follow you are already following that hashtag.
Yeah.
How does that help you?
Well, he's going to assume those are the more popular ones. And although it's followed by a bunch of your followers, it might be followed by a ton of people that aren't following you.
Yeah. If that's my audience, if that's my audience, 10% of them are going to see my posts anyways. So if they're already following the hashtag, then I feel like I have more chance of getting exposed to even the people that follow me but don't really engage with my stuff. So my stuff just gets buried for them anyways.
Yeah, but isn't your goal really to be exposed to people that aren't following you yet?
Or confirming your community and focusing on them that already follow you, right? Depends. I know Mark is more of the guy that he'd rather... I don't know. Mark's right here. Like, why don't you answer? But I'm thinking he has more of a community-oriented mind as opposed to going out and constantly reaching more. No, like, Mark, you take care more.
No, I'm totally happy with where I'm at. My following.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
My goal has always been 20,000. I wanted to hit 20,000, and I feel like once I hit it, I stopped trying to grow. And now I'm now I'm more trying to, like,
those that are there.
Are like trying to help out either like up and coming or like just trying to create that kind of community or like help people out. So like I'm way more active in my DMs than I am in my comments now. And I know that that's probably not the best thing for like growth, but that's just where my community is. Like I'm like every day I have like 15, 16 conversations that are happening in my DMs. So I don't really have the time to go back to like answer one-off comments from people that like, might not necessarily like just kind of give you the thumbs up or like they do the same thing. You know what I mean? Once in a while, I'll still touch base with those people because like obviously they're supporting you. You want to give support back. And if I notice like a question that can be answered, then I'll go back and answer it in the comments. But I live in my DMs at the moment. So
nice. Yeah, I use hashtags. Actually, two, like we usually commonly refer to people by their follower numbers, but the reason I'm saying two large accounts is because if you have a large following, I believe that you know what you're doing and you've gotten there for a reason. So two large accounts down in Atlanta told me they don't care at all about hashtags anymore. They don't even use more than five of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying any type of backing to that because I still use more than five, but I don't definitely aim for 29 like I used to.
Right.
Like, throw out, like, remember that though? It was like 29 hashtags or else. Like, it was, I was throwing out, or 30 if you're risky.
You had to try to max out your hashtags. Yeah.
And I used to spend more time thinking about what hashtags I was going
to
use.
I used to text my buddies and Vicky and going, Vicky's my wife, what would you search if you were looking for this or that? And then I try to do all this hashtag research. Now I really focus on geographic ones. I'll always throw in my hometown, Toronto usually, or the nicknames for Toronto. And then also what that specific post is about. If it's not a piece I'm selling, I'll throw out just the usual shop small, support local, little things. And then I'm actually the opposite of Mark. When I start typing in a hashtag, for example, I'll type wood and then I'll wait to see what else like, populates like way further down the list. Yeah. That's only at about maybe 50,000 people followed or 30,000. And bam, I'll throw that on there like
okay,
a wood.
Okay, okay.
Right? That's I do. Yeah, because I just figure if I'm going to join the woodworking hashtag, which will have 40 million posts.
Yeah.
To make it into the top nine, which hasn't existed in years anyways, I have a better chance of getting exposed in the wood decor DIY, for example. Like something that's just like, what the hell? But 50,000 people thought of it, so bam, right?
I think that's where that whole, you know, try to pick hashtags that have under a million, you know, uses was because of that top nine thing. Because the whole, you know, idea behind that was... it's going to be really hard to break into the top nine for a hashtag that has 40 million uses, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to play the odds and, you know, go for one that has 250,000 and you might get the top nine if you're lucky, right?
Yeah.
So now that the top nine doesn't exist anymore, I don't know if it really makes a difference how many that hashtag has.
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, it's a good way to look at it. Three different ways to look at it. And are either of those the right answer? No. I mean, you do what you got to do with hashtag,
nothing
right?
we say on this podcast is going to be the right answer. Just FYI. We're just three dudes that love talking about Instagram. So we figured we might as well make a podcast about it.
Do you know that it's about a year since this podcast was conceived?
Don't ever use the word conceived.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
That is very awkward.
Yeah,
it was conceived in the backseat.
I hate
in
the word backseat
moist. Of a car.
And you know
don't
the
ever say
storm.
The word moist.
It was conceived in the backseat of a car.
It was conceived in the backseat of a car on the way back from Atlanta.
So what do we need to do here, guys? Because a year has 52 weeks, in case you didn't know that. And we're only on episode, what are we on, 16, 17?
17.
Do we need to do more of this? Because I'm having a good time.
Yo, samesies.
So.
I like it.
I don't want to sit here and promise our listeners weekly, but man, imagine that, boys, if we can get together weekly and drop one weekly.
So anyway. We need to start a Patreon.
Yeah, that's right.
That's something to aspire to. Let's aspire to.
I don't know. No,
just
I
kidding.
Don't.
Not kidding. Editing's not free, you know, unless someone out there wants to edit for free. But so since we're not going to be diving into the
mailbag,
I got to get Mark on cue for that. That was nice. But since we're just not going to be doing buttons. That, since we've been doing it all episode, why don't we just shut it down, get a good night's sleep and come back and record another one in the morning.
Doritos o'clock. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm going to go smash a vodka Red Bull as if I haven't been doing that all episode, you know.
Listen, thanks so much to everybody that contributes to the mailbag questions. We really enjoy that segment. That's why we started it. And we love being able to contribute to the community, too. So if you have a question, please feel free to send it to either one of us and we'll bank it for future mailbags. And hopefully we can get you.
Sorry, boys, I'm sitting in my office here. My printer just blew up almost. I hear, like, I look over and this thing's like moving and making.
I just seen you that scared in a long time.
I was about to ditch. Like, I'm my family.
I just tried to fax you. Maybe that's what it was.
You tried to what me?
I tried to fax you.
The hell's a fax?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Let's
play the music and get out of here.
It's been a pleasure, and you should see some of the DMs on the For the Gram page. We answer them all. We sometimes you get three of us answering it because we all have access. And I just got hooked off the stage. Just one more thing, guys.
Is that a fucking goat?
That episode was sick.
You owe us $5.